I'll get all the deeds fixed up from all the kids, and I told him one day, I said, well, get it fixed up. And he said, you can get it for $5,000. And I went on and bought the place, and some of the old deeds are sealed with wax. The old back there.
Yes.
And some of the land, they'd buy a little, the old highway used to go right in front of the old house, and there was about 3.5 acres of, well, some of the sold to for a front, and then another piece of half acre on that butter, the little road down. Somebody sold that to them, you know, just to give them more surrounding where the house was.
Yes.
It was a whole, that made it a little over a lot of land.
Yes. Now, you always farmed then?
Yeah, I ain't never done nothing but farm.
And you were raised up on?
I raised up in over here.
Okay.
Over at home place.
In the place was right over there?
Yeah, it's between here in town.
Okay.
But the old house and all was gone, ain't that but this old. But down where the fire tower is, you seen it coming on out?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it was set up on the front of that old, on the old place there.
Okay.
It belongs to Yank, the banker bought it, one of the bankers.
And how many in your family, you mind me asking?
There's five of us, me and Dean and three girls.
And you're the oldest?
I was the oldest.
Okay, do you remember the high, was there, did y'all ever live in Georgetown or?
No, we all, then none of us lived, none of our sisters, brothers, neither one. We later moved to Georgetown after we all got grown.
Okay. My daddy remembered a high water on the Chattahoochee in 27. He was born in Fort Gaines in about 27, about that.
Yeah.
He was born about 17 that year. But they had a high water that year. Did y'all ever have, y'all never had any floods on the river or anything like that?
No, but I remember that high water they had there because it crossed the old, it washed the old that road into this side of the old bridge. But, you know, they had old covered bridge there.
Across the Chattahoochee?
That's right. This old, I remember my brother got some of the pictures of it. The old covered bridge, of course, by the way back in there. Doubt way back there was in the car. They just drove across that wagon, buggies. And later got the old T models.
Yeah. How did y'all go into town when you were young? Did you have did your father have an automobile?
Yeah, I bought an old first in there. I bought another old T model, old little tires in front, you know, the old canvas top on it, and
yes,
run off the Magneto. Oh, bastard.
Now, you're a deer hunter, aren't you?
I've been, yeah. We ain't had deer in this part up in here for, about 15 years. We do deer hunting in here now.
You mean they're repopulating this area?
No, the deer, we used to bird hunt. I used to bird hunt a heap in here when I was young. I had some patches planted down here for quail. And we went down there one day and I said, yeah, the deer track. The first thing we ever seen up there. And we were just tickled to death. It was hunters, you know. And they set up in here. It was up in this section in here for 2 or 3 years before they all moved on further.
Right.
You know, they'd set up and they'd maybe get 2 minutes here and they'd move on over, you know. And I imagine you heard them talk about how the deer was set up. And
they're more populous now than they used to
be. Oh, yeah. There's plenty of them in here.
I mean, there's more stuff than
that. That's right. There's plenty of them in here now.
You plant beans here? My cousin did.
I ain't never planted none, but there's a heap of them planted in here.
Okay, farm has changed a lot since you...
Yeah, God, it started off back then, the horses and mules, bucket days, and them old fly stocks, and come on up the first old tractor I bought was old farm old B, and then I bought some sea out of chambers and